about this.
Our brains change.
Memory is an amazing.
What you think is in
our
there
brains
is
aren't
really
finished. They're not fully cooked yet.
You go with your heart.
We don't have any idea why
we're
doing
so smart.
Most of the things that we're doing. But here's the deal.
And of course, despite all the meandering you have done throughout your entire life.
Yeah, exactly.
Suddenly, you're only going in one direction.
I'm Art Markman.
I'm Bob Duke.
I'm Rebecca McEnroe, and this is Two Guys on Your Head. Today, the psychology of the slippery slope.
There's two elements, right? One of which has to do with the inevitability issue, that once I take this step, I have no agency anymore. And that's one piece of it. There's another piece of the slippery slope, which gets at this issue of the distinction between having a moral boundary and having a negotiated boundary. So we've talked in past shows about protected values, about this idea that there are certain values that people don't want to transgress. And one of the reasons that they hold to those protected values is because the alternative to having a protected value against something is the recognition that lots of things in life are trade-offs. And so if I have something where I say, under no circumstances will I tolerate a mess in this house, or under no circumstances will I tolerate drug use, then at the moment where you allow an exception, which is the thing that people are worried about, now what you're saying is not really under no circumstance. It's not a completely protected value. There are exceptions. And once there are exceptions, it means you can negotiate this. And once you can negotiate it, it goes from being something that was really a bright line we won't cross to everything's a negotiation.
Exactly.
You know, and once you put a price on it, then it's just a matter of what's the price. So part of the slippery slope argument is when you transition from something being a protected value, that I will not do this because of a value I hold, to I will not do this because this is my standard today, but we could negotiate that again tomorrow and the next day. Now there's the fear that I can always find a price that will make you move downward in your standards. Yeah. And that actually is a thing, because psychologically there is a difference between something that we hold as a value and we absolutely don't want to transgress that versus something that we negotiate and we may hold high standards. But the thing is, those high standards require a certain degree of privilege, because at some point you may find yourself in a situation where the offer somebody else is making is attractive enough that you take it, thereby further weakening the position that you were holding. And, you know, there's an old joke whose punchline is, we've established that now we're just haggling over the price. And that's actually what that joke rests on.
Yeah. But the question is, when the idea of a slippery slope comes up, what's the context and what's the rationale of the person who's bringing up the issue of the slippery slope? Because in one sense, you're saying, you know, we don't want to compromise our values. But if my goal is to stop things from changing or to stop things from moving in a new direction, and the only argument that I've got in my quiver is, well, if we do this, well, then what? Is not a positive way to think about moving forward. Because the thing is, if you decide to change or not to change, and especially if it's about something important affecting policy, there should be some good reasons for taking action, whatever the action happens to be. And if the only thing you can come up with for not taking action is something that might happen many steps down the way, that to me is a weak argument about, you know, why not to move forward on some idea.
Well, I think we have to recognize, of course, that change is inevitable. What makes human beings so profoundly successful at dominating the world is actually our adaptability to changing circumstances.
Yeah.
So, you know, the thing about the slippery slope argument that is in some ways silly is, if there's an outcome you don't want that's 15 steps down the line, well, you just envisioned that. So now envision a way to make sure that that doesn't happen, and a way that that doesn't happen beyond just let's not go there at all.
Yeah, right.
You know, let's particularly if there is potentially some benefit to the outcome that you're trying to stop now. So, so, you know, and as Bob was saying, you know, of course, some number of those slippery slope arguments are actually cynical. It's not really that you think, oh, this horrible thing's going to happen way down the line. It's that you have an objection to the specific proposal somebody's making. And so it's better to just face that objection straight up and not just say, well, once we do that, then it's just a slow descent into hell.
This, so in these scenarios, though, when you're talking about value systems, are your standards your value system? Are those the same things?
No. Standards are potentially negotiable. A protected value is full on a bright line. I'm not going to accept this under any circumstances. And once you turn something into something that's negotiable, now you have opened up the possibility that there's a, that you could change those standards slowly over time in ways that lead to an outcome that is profoundly undesirable from the standpoint of where you are now. You know, and there's the old saw about the frog slowly being boiled, you know, because the temperature's being raised slowly and it just doesn't notice the change, you know, the change from one moment to the next. And, you know, we certainly can, through the slow change in standards, end up in a situation that we really don't want to be in.
And you know, I just want to make one distinction too about the idea of values that are immovable ostensibly. It's generally true that the protected values that any of us has individually are immovable when it comes to other people's behavior. It's more often the case that that's true. And when it comes to our own behavior, when we understand circumstances that may present a collection of variables that we could not have anticipated, well, now that protected value seems a little different, but we are less willing to tolerate that in the behavior of other human beings. And I think that's a huge thing here, because I think often the slippery slope argument isn't, if I do this, then where will I be 15 steps down the way? But if I let somebody else do this, then where will they go 15 steps down the way? Which is a subtly but importantly different thing.
Next week, we'll talk about the psychology of the midlife crisis with Dr. Art Markman and Dr. Bob Duke. I'm Rebecca McEnroy, and I produce Two Guys on Your Head for KUT Radio in Austin, Texas.